Well, it came down to procedure in the end, perhaps, for the Cheesehead Rebellion. You're listening there to the sound of protesters flooding Wisconsin's Capitol building after they got word that a three-week stalemate over collective bargaining rights for public employees, unionized public employees, ended when Senate Republicans voted the bill through on a procedural call. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch from Wisconsin, so it looks like the governor called your bluff, Senator.
Well, he didn't call it a bluff. This was nothing short of political thuggery. If anything, the manner in which he and the Senate Republicans behaved exposed them as frauds. Remember that this bill was introduced 3 weeks ago as an answer to the fiscal crisis before July 1st. He said he absolutely had to have this bill passed in order to balance our budget when the fiscal year ended. Clearly, his whole agenda was to destroy workers' rights. The question is, why didn't they just introduce the bill to end collective bargaining rights? They had to use a vehicle to try to hide their true intentions. It's morning in America, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
And some eyes are a little bit red this morning. Maybe some of them are Democrats. We're talking with Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch, who's in an undisclosed location still in Illinois, even though the vote took place in the Wisconsin State Senate, which means that the stripping of collective bargaining rights, at least for now, is a foregone legislative conclusion. Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, joins us once again. So, first of all, explain this procedural matter. Tell us whether it's challengeable and what happens today.
Well, I guess the substance of what they voted on is something that they could have voted on weeks ago. That is, the reason Democrats had power in this situation, even though they're in the minority, is that this was a fiscal bill. It was a budget bill. So you had to have this quorum of 20 senators present to deal with it, which meant you had to have at least one Democrat in town. Once Republicans stripped out the budget language and just left the collective bargaining stuff in there, it was no longer a budget bill. They didn't need Democrats there, and so they could move on this bill. And that is something they could have done weeks ago. What happened yesterday that was iffy is just the speed with which they moved forward on this. It was about 4 o'clock Central Time, a little after that legislative leaders, Republican leaders, said they were going to call a committee to talk about this bill. Nobody knew what that committee was going to do. Less than a couple hours later, that committee met, passed the bill, and just minutes after that, the full Republican state Senate met on the floor and passed the bill 18-1 with no debate and no Democrats present. So the circumstances of how they moved forward with this and the question of whether they violated the open meetings law in the process is an open question.
And that may be the source of a challenge. But listen to Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who spoke just before this vote went down.
I mean, I think I've just about exhausted everything that's available to me to try and compel them to come back.
Now, Senator Bob Jauch, this sort of idea seems to be what the GOP is counting on, that the citizens of Wisconsin basically watch this unfold and they're going to basically forgive the Republicans because they tried everything to get you Democrats back in the state to get business done. Is that going to play?
Well, it might play in a banana republic, but it's not going to play when two-thirds of the people in Wisconsin didn't want them to take the vote in the first place. And now even a greater percentage of citizens are going to be outraged when they realize that they were being mugged and deceived about the true intentions of the bill. This bill could have been – they could have done this 2 weeks ago.
Well, you said that. Let's explore that for a moment. I mean, it's possible that, yes, they could have done it, and so this reveals their insincerity. But there's another way of looking at it. That's why over the last 3 weeks, the GOP polling suggests that they don't need to hide it in a budget bill, that they can actually force this issue on collective bargaining directly and that the state of Wisconsin won't punish them.
As one who had been of two legislative Democrats who had been negotiating with the governor's staff, it's very clear that that was bad faith bargaining on their behalf. They never intended to compromise. The real question is, why did the governor's staff reveal positions in which he wanted to compromise on the bill to protect elements of collective bargaining and then turn around and do this in the dark action that is going to really outrage people. These are things you see in takeovers of government, not in democratic institutions where people should be proud enough to stand up for what they're doing, inform the public, give them advance notice, and then defend it in the public eye. There was no debate. There was no explanation. They simply ran in there, and then they went into hiding.
Well, Sean Johnson, let me just ask you, one Madison paper describes thousands of protesters rushing to the Capitol last night, forcing their way through doors, crawling through windows, and jamming corridors. AFL-CIO activists have posted a warning saying, keep it peaceful. Can we expect the protests to become louder at this point, or maybe they'll die away?
I can only tell you that the surge of protesters that you saw last night was... there was a level of energy there that you haven't even seen in the previous protests over the last few weeks, and there were just so many coming through the door that police gave up trying to stop them. And you know, with the final procedural vote for this bill coming today in our state assembly, which is the Wisconsin House, I'm sure you can expect that energy to continue.
11 p.m. Central Time. Before we go, Senator Bob Jock, I'm going to sound like Sean Hannity here. How come Wisconsin state voters are going to be outraged by a vote taken in the Senate, but not outraged by your unwillingness to come back to the state?
We were trying to come back to the state. People really expected compromise. They really believed that their voice would matter. The Republicans turned a deaf ear because they never intended to listen to them in the first place.
All right, we're going to see how this plays out. 11 a.m. Central Time is when the Assembly convenes today for a final vote. Democratic Senator, State Senator Bob Jock of Wisconsin, there speaking with us from Illinois. And Sean Johnson, of course, our voice of this controversy, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to you both.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.